Good afternoon. 2016 is upon us. Really looking forward to jumping in with Coach Quinn and building this team. We have a lot of work to do, obviously, but embracing it. I know Dan spoke yesterday about a lot of things, so I'm looking forward to jumping on and following up. So let's throw it out to questions. Right now, I mean, we're looking at everything as we've mentioned in the past here. We haven't made any full-on decisions at this point as far as where we are with our negotiations. We are looking at it closely, and we're continuing to look at what's potentially out there in free agency and working through all the potential draft picks, and that's what will determine what our decisions will be. But at this point, we haven't made any full-on decisions. Right, and the 7th is how many days away? I think we have a few days to continue to work through it. It's honestly with the idea of continuing to see these guys here at the Combine and making an educated decision about where we are, we think that's part of it, to be able to juxtapose, again, what's here in the Combine and the draft and potentially in free agency.
South Carolina wide receiver Farrell Cooper, table 3. South Carolina wide receiver Farrell Cooper, table 3.
Yeah, Justin's a very athletic, hard-nosed receiver for us. He fit in well with our scheme. He's a guy that can, separate well. He runs inside and out. He has ability to be versatile that way for us. And, again, we like how he's developing. He's evolving well. And he sets in with our sort of real passionate, fiery approach to the game as Coach Quinn embodies. And I think that's good for us to have a receiver like that who's going to be of that mindset. No, I mean, no, Mike's a hell of a football coach, and I'm glad that everything worked out for him. Never want to face coaches with the ability like Mike has. So, we actually talked the other day. We have a good relationship, and we continue to discuss. So, you know, it's with a guy like that in the league, it's important that he's coaching again, and I'm really happy for him. You know, from smaller schools, it gives us an opportunity to really drill down and ask them the questions that we think are appropriate. But until we really see them side by side against, you know, talent from bigger schools and bigger programs, that's when we truly determine, you know, what we feel they are as far as talent. As far as the questions, as far as the interviews, there's nothing really, really different than we would ask a big school guy. We do a lot of work on that. One of our beliefs, and I know you know this if you've talked to other people, is it's really important for a small school guy to dominate in his school, in his system, in his division, in his league. That's always sort of the ongoing, theme for us as personnel evaluators. They have to stand out where they are. We love to see them again, side by side at All-Star games. Some of them are blessed enough to be able to be there and others aren't. That's when we really truly get a feel for how they are stacked up against other talent in the collegiate ranks.
Tom, what's it like for you to see guys like John Robinson and Bob Quinn get the opportunities
that? Yeah, I'm, again, really happy with those guys. I mean, they're about 10 years behind me as far as we all work together, spent a lot of great time talking about football in a system, you know, like we were in New England. We learned a lot there. And, you know, I'm really happy for them. And they're both really, really dedicated football men. They have a really good idea of what it takes to win, obviously being around that program there. And, I have no doubt in my mind they're going to do a heck of a job. Yeah, you know what? Yes, I did, because it's amazing when you see what these guys do when you're working side by side with them. You realize that some guys just have an eye, some guys have an ability, not only from an evaluation standpoint, but from an assessment standpoint, to talk about the team and to compare to the team, and both of those guys have a really good grasp of doing that. Yeah, I think one of the things that everyone learned when they went into the Patriot paradigm was there was no on the fence. You had to come in with an opinion. You had to come in with a strong opinion. You had to do your work. And, you know, Coach Belichick and Scott Pioli at that time, you weren't able to just, you know, sort of fly along the radar and suggest that someone is replacing or is a backup in the league, or you had to truly hone in and compare to, you know, the other talent on your football team and be very specific. we talk about it all the time. It's system specific, and that's more than just for the scheme, you know, for the scheme of the team, but it's also system specific for the organization. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think, D, I think the fronts, it's a strong draft on both fronts, on both O-line and D-line. I think that's a good thing for teams that are ostensibly looking for O-line, D-line. So that's a good thing. You're talking about Tevin? Yes, Devontae did a really nice job for us. I think Tevin came in. We wanted the mix of a running back, different styles. We always believe that that's important in this league. It's a sense of a change of pace. They both come to the table with something very different in their skill set. And, you know, Tevin's got a lot of speed and he's got a lot of natural ability. And, my feeling is he'll continue to mature into this season. And again, we're expecting big things out of him, you know, teaming with Devontae. I think that's a really nice tandem. Yeah, I mean, I'm a big believer in the combine at so many levels. There are many reasons we have the combine from a medical standpoint, from our interview standpoint. I know people comment out there, this is about people, you know, it's like basketball on grass and they're just in shorts. I'm a big believer in movement and we all know in this league it's a matchup league and you have to be able to run, you have to be able to move, you have to have fluidity in your movement, you have to be athletic. It doesn't matter what position you play, there has to be an element of athleticism. You get a chance to see athleticism out here and again you're able to compare it to, you know, other receivers running routes, other linebackers dropping and setting and breaking on the ball. So I think there is definite benefit here. You know, yeah, speed for Coach Quinn is a big thing. We know that from his, you know, from the defensive side. We believe it on the offensive side as well. It doesn't necessarily change the way that we evaluate. What it does, it forces us to really hone in on, you know, the true speed of the players, the true quickness, the explosiveness, and that's a big thing for Dan, and that's a big thing. It's a big thing for us as a scouting staff and as a co-team builder to know exactly what we're looking for, and there are certain nuances of his defense, definitely, and the offense that we need to really hone in on and understand how important it is for our players to be explosive in those certain players to run certain schemes. And if we didn't know that, then obviously we may pull a player out and think that this guy is a good football player, but he doesn't possess the speed and explosiveness. And in the end, that player, you know, obviously is not going to work out for the system. So it is very important to be in the back of our mind all the time, or at the forefront of our mind, to be quite honestly. Be quite honest with you here from a defensive standpoint, because we are hoping to be a very upfield team, you know, get after it, very aggressive, you know, rangy football team, and I think that's very important to Dan. No update. I know that he's, you know, he's doing well. He's a focused rehab type of guy, so I have no doubt that he'll continue to focus on that. But I don't know exactly
Illinois
when he's
wide
up.
Receiver Geronimo, yep. Allison, table two. Illinois wide receiver Geronimo Allison, table two.
I mean, I think the biggest thing for new general managers is to make sure that they have a really, really direct and communicative relationship with their head coach. And it's about, again, both of those guys come from a system where they're, you know, very understanding of how important it is to know the scheme and to know exactly what the coach is looking for. That gets lost sometimes, and I think they understand that. Coach Belichick was very much that way with us in on those staffs, and it's very important to make sure that they know, you know, again, the nuances of the scheme so that they can bring the best players to their coaching staff. You know, I thought they made strides for sure. I thought we had some good football players on that side of the front. I think they helped protect. I thought they had to adapt to a new scheme, which was important for them to, you know, settle in. They're an athletic group. They move well. That's a big thing for the outside zone scheme. And I thought, all in all, I thought they did a solid job, and we'll continue to improve and evolve. Again, it's important to make sure that they work in the system with Matt and the rest of our offense so that they can continue to grow. And I think they're on their way to doing a good job with that.
You're personally the
Yeah, we like Jake a lot. Jake's he has the ability to play left tackle and, you know, obviously in this league and slide well. And he has, you know, the athleticism, the quick hands. He's a very smart football player. He dealt with some issues last year, you know, injury related that he was, you know, tough and worked through. And we all saw that. So we're excited about his next steps as well. Are you referring to Bob Quinn and John Robinson as new GMs?
Yeah, well, I'm wondering, yeah, are they going to have some kind of benefit? Did you have some kind of benefit the first time?
Yeah, I don't know how much of a benefit there was. I think one of the things I've always said is I think it's really important to know who you're dealing with in the other teams. You know, when we talk about advice, it's so important to make sure that you can have a good and trusting relationship with other general managers in this league. If you are trying to pull off trades or if you are trying to work, you know, movement, I think that's very important for them. So I think there's the predictability of not knowing who they are is something that they're going to have to work on and continue to develop their relationships with other general managers so they feel comfortable picking up the phone and calling Detroit or calling Tennessee. That's a big thing. They're both very good individuals, obviously. They're good people, and they want to deal with people in the right way, so I think that won't be an issue. Was I asked about that? I have not been asked about that. Yeah. No, I think hand size is important. There's no question. You have to get your hand around the ball and spin it properly, and you have to feel comfortable with it in your hand so you're not searching for the right spot to place it in your hand. Yeah, there's no question about that. But we're big on hand size across the board. I mean, when we look at hand size all the time when we're looking at any position, and we have certain numbers that just step out and grab our attention on the big side of things and obviously on the small side of things as well, and contingent on the position. And that's a big thing. If a receiver comes up and he's got, you know, an 8 1/4 hand, well, that's something that has us, has us stopping in our tracks and trying to decide if that's going to affect him and how he's going to pull the ball down. So hand size is important. No question. Well, you know what? That probably was from our coaching staff because we haven't started our personnel evaluations yet. We start them today. We don't have the cat and dog question in our personnel personnel side. Yes. Yeah.
Which one's better?
What, the cat and dog, or
yeah.
Man? That's a good question. I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure. Whichever one's more explosive and fast and right, fast and physical. Yeah.